I can tell you there have been some areas of progress in the past year, and we'll continue to focus in on that. We highlighted last year some work on subsidized wind. 25 years ago, the United States determined that we were going to help wind power get off the ground in the United States. Now, 25 years into it, wind power is a very viable industry providing clean power to the United States. It's a good industry to have. It's a good part of our power grid. It does not need to continue to be subsidized. It is $6 billion a year, every year that we extend that subsidy. And for a technology that's 25 years in advance and is doing very well, we don't need to spend $6 billion on that. We were able to work through that process and the last year get a phase out of that wind subsidy. That's a win as we've gone through this. We had a win in things like 25,000 individuals that do not qualify for HUD subsidies. That was recognized. The Inspector General had located, but HUD had not taken any action on it. We were able to get into an appropriations bill, acknowledgement that that IG report has come out and that the HUD has to actually implement those recommendations. This is not taking away HUD from anyone who meets the qualifications. This is simply acknowledging 25,000 people don't meet the qualification, yet they're still getting the subsidy. We need to address that. So we've got multiple other examples that we list as touchdowns and forward progress in the back of the book that are some of the details from last year and as we move forward into this year. I would just say this is not about targeting Republicans, Democrats, any administration. Bureaucracy is bureaucracy, and inefficiency is needed in every government, and inefficiency is present in every government. This is an issue of oversight. We need to have this Congress more engaged in oversight. We need to have an administration engaged in oversight. And regardless of who's in the White House or who's in this Congress, we should address these issues. With $19.5 trillion worth of debt, this is something that cannot be ignored. If we don't get economic activity and we do not control our spending, this doesn't get better in the days ahead. It gets worse. So we try to identify $250 billion in this report of inefficient use of federal tax dollars to try to give us a jump start on what we would hope would be common ground.